Our gospel text this morning is from John's gospel. Again, a very familiar story. As you listen to it today, I want you to look for 15 questions. Listen for 15 questions. You got two hands, start over on the other one. See if you can catch them all in the course of hearing this morning's text. John 9, verses 1 through 41. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, it's just someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes that he opened." And he said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that the man had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He'll speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, You were born entirely in sins, and you are trying to teach us? And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when they found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I might believe in him. Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and the one who is speaking with you is he. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees heard him and heard near him, heard this and said to him, Surely we are not blind, are we? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say we see, your sin remains. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Did you get all 15? Did you count them all? If I've got them numbered in my Bible. If you haven't, go home this afternoon and count them and number them. This passage begins with a question, and it ends with a question. And in between, people are forced to confront what they believe about God. And if we're listening closely, we might be called to that same question as well. Jesus and his disciples have just left the temple in Jerusalem. And as they're walking along, Jesus notices this man who has been blind since birth. Now, the disciples see him too, but they see him a little bit differently. They ask, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? The question tells us a lot about how people thought back in that day. Many believed that suffering was a punishment from God. If something terrible happened to you, then somebody somewhere along the way had to have done something wrong. But imagining hearing that about yourself your whole life. This man is never even given a name in this entire story. People only called him the blind man or the beggar. That was his identity. Every day he sat in the same place asking strangers for mercy. Maybe he had his own questions. Why me? What did I do? Why would God let this happen? Questions that sound familiar to us even today. We look for somebody to blame. Sometimes we do blame ourselves. Sometimes we blame other people. Sometimes we even blame God. But Jesus gives an answer that nobody there that day expected. He said, neither one, not this man, not his parents. This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. And then comes that one of the strangest stories in all of Scripture. Jesus kneels down, he spits on the ground, he makes a paste of mud and places it on the man's eyes. Then he tells him, go wash up. And the scripture simply says, so the man went and washed, and he came back seeing. Just like that, everything changed for him. Sometimes life can change in a single moment. A doctor walks into the room with test results. Someone experiences forgiveness. Somebody encounters God. A phone call comes in the middle of the night. A conversation changes a relationship forever. And suddenly, life is different. That's what happens here. The man who had spent his entire life blind suddenly sees the world for the first time. But surprisingly, the real blindness belongs to everybody else. The neighbors who would walk past this man every day weren't sure what to think, and so they start arguing. Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg every day? No, it's just somebody who looks a lot like him. It can't really be him. And all the while, the man is standing there saying, it's me. I'm the man. You would think people would be celebrating. But instead, they begin to interrogate him. And eventually, they haul him in front of the religious leaders. And so the Pharisees question him once, and then they question him again. They aren't interested in the miracle of all of this. They're interested in protecting the system. Jesus has healed on the Sabbath and broke the rules. So instead of asking, what has God done here, they ask, how can we discredit this? Even the man's parents are afraid. They confirm that this is their son and that he was born blind, but they refuse to say anything more because they fear being thrown out of the synagogue. Fear can do that to people. It can keep us silent when we should speak. And finally, the religious leaders question the man one more time. They demand answers that he just doesn't have. He isn't a theologian. He can't explain everything about Jesus. But he does know one thing. And he says that one thing with unforgettable clarity. One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. That might be the most powerful testimony that anybody can give. You don't have to understand everything about God to share what God has done in your life. You might not have every answer, but you can say, I was lost and now I'm found. I was broken, but then God began to heal me. I was blind, and now I see. The religious leaders do not like that answer. They become so angry that they throw him out of the synagogue. The man, once a beggar, receives his sight, is now an outcast once more. Following Jesus sometimes separates us from our old life. It can even distance us from the people around us. When someone begins to live differently, it can make other people uncomfortable. But the story doesn't end with the man alone. Jesus hears what happened. Word travels fast, and Jesus goes looking for him. That detail matters. It matters. Jesus finds him and he asks him a simple question. Do you believe? Do you believe in the Son of Man? And the man answers honestly, who is he, sir? Tell me so that I might believe. And Jesus says, you have now seen him. In fact, he is the one who is speaking to you. Echoes of the woman at the well we heard about last week. So maybe for the very first time in his life, this man looks directly into the eyes of someone else, into the face of the one who has healed him. And he responds in faith, Lord, I believe. And he worships. In a single chapter, this man has gone from blindness to sight, from begging to believing, and from isolation to worship and community. Jesus took the greatest wound of his life and used it to reveal the restoring power of God. We all carry questions about God. Some of those questions draw us closer to God. Some move us farther away. But the mission of Jesus is not to answer every single question that we have. Jesus came to reveal the heart of God. When we look at Jesus' compassion, his mercy, his power to restore broken lives, we begin to see who God really is. So the question at the end of this story becomes our question too. Do you believe? Because the answer to that question can change everything. It might even help you see the world and your own life in a completely new way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.